When we are asked, we're apt to describe our kind of church in words like these, and I quote, "Our kind of religion respects the integrity and ability of people and calls upon them not merely to accept a pre-digested faith, but to think and fashion a religious faith for themselves." Or, "Unitarian Universalism is a liberal religion for open minds. We do not require assent to any creed or statement of faith. We hold that all persons have an obligation to seek out truth and to follow that truth wherever it leads." That's not all we say about ourselves, our church, and our liberal faith, but it is the kind of thing we say. When we say God, it's apt to be somehow synonymous with life or nature or love. And though such words are capitalized, it is not the God of evangelists, nor the Vatican, nor the one praised and pleaded with from popular pulpits. Instead, it is the God of natural law and seasons, the God of being, the God who, as Jacob Trapp said, becomes personal through persons. That's a far cry from what so many say in their theologies, and seldom is that truer than in personal crisis. Some time ago, when my wife had cancer surgery, she received a lot of notes and cards and calls and visits from Unitarian Universalists telling her that she was in their thoughts, in their hearts, and even in their prayers, and that was good, very good. And what they said was a far cry from what some of our more traditional neighbors and friends said in their cards and calls and visits. They said they had added her to their church's prayer list, as if an abundance of prayers could alter the natural processes of disease and healing. They spoke as if we could somehow, by faith or belief or lighted candles, alter biological fact, the laws of nature, or the will of God. But it was good that they called or wrote, because that was a sign of their friendship and their love. I don't know what Betty thought or what you believe, but I believe that one prayer, mine, is as valid as 100 prayers. And I don't think it matters in what words it is, or in whose name it is, or whether it is in words or names at all. However, I do not pray for miracles to change the universe, whether it be to change the course of planets or the course of cancer cells. Instead, I pray for clarity and strength and courage and inner resources to be what I need to be and to act as I am needed to act. I believe that life and nature and God are my resources, not my servants, and that my religious task is to put myself into compatible relationship with them, not to demand that they fulfill my wishes or even my desperate needs. You see, theology is not only how I see what I call God, but because it is how I see what I mean by God, it is how I see life. Many, more traditional than I, see God very differently. They see God as the author of each event in life, whether it be a blue sky or a blizzard, a safe trip or a plane crash, a volcanic eruption or a political coup, the growth of a cancer tumor, or the skill of the surgeon who removes it. I do see God involved, but as process, as presence, as forces of growth for good and bad, as natural law and natural phenomena. The more traditional believers tend to put divine will and morality into the picture, asking, "What good thing have I done, or must I do? What right belief should I hold? What proper words should I say? What rituals should I enact to bring the rain to the dry land, food to the hungry, peace to the world, cure to the diseased, serenity to the troubled? They want to buy divine intervention. They want to bargain with God and life. Or they see calamity, crisis, and disease as the result of their immorality and as the consequence of God's moral indignation. As one woman in pain from radiation treatments said to me some years ago, I know I haven't been perfect, but I know I haven't been this bad. Traditional believers often claim that the Lord was with us as they arrive home from a terrible trip through a blizzard on a highway. Without any apparent theological regard for those killed on the highway in the same blizzard. Were those others less moral men and women than they? Were those others unbelievers? Were those others less fit to live by some divine judgment? God is very real to me, but not as a sectarian bigot who protects Baptists but not Presbyterians, who punishes Muslims but not Jews, who is closer to Christians than to Hindus. I cannot comprehend the concept of a God who is a creedal censor, who dotes on born-again Christians but not on ordinary Roman Catholics, who empowers the believer but not the skeptic. Nor can I see God as a cosmic chauvinist who holds prosperous white American males in the palm of his hand and crushes all others under the thumb of events. Nor can I see him as a moral judge who prefers creedal Christians, capitalists, heterosexuals, and right-wing Republicans. To me, God is very real, far beyond my poor powers to define and describe. God, to me, involves femininity and masculinity, and more that is neither male nor female. It involves an equity that goes beyond belief and beyond morality. To me, God is as present in the pain as in the pleasure, in failure as in success, and in the cells that divide to form the complex structures of an organism, be it a blade of grass, a child, or a malignant tumor. God is real because to me, God is life and the force of life. So, when my father died of a medical error, when my baby brother died in his crib, when my next oldest brother died in an automobile accident, when Betty got cancer and died, I was not glad of what happened. I was glad of my theology. I was glad I did not have to ask what I had done or not done to displease God. I did not have to wonder what I had thought or believed that had brought such things on me and mine. Oh, I grieved. I hurt. I hated the fact of life. But I was not estranged from life. I was not displeased with God. I did ask why. That's a common reaction. But I did not ask, why me? I knew. So I said instead, why not me? I deserve no more or less than others. No one does. So I was and I am glad of my theology. I do not envy anyone a simpler answer or an easier explanation. I'm glad of my theology as I was when my sons were born, or when my garden grows, or when I do the best I'm capable of, For when others touch my life in caring, creative, and healing ways, I am glad of my theology when I successfully nurture a plant or when it withers in my hands. When I hold a loved one in my arms, or when my arms and life are full of loneliness. And as I am, when I can walk on the heights of sunlight, or am forced to walk in the shadow of the valley of death.